Well, I hope you guys see what's coming now, right? You should know what's happening right now in the NFL for this season. You're prepared?
What?
You're prepared, Jeff?
Honestly, bro, I saw Joe Milton play really well.
Joe Milton, he's talking about. I'm talking about the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Patent it. Patent it right now. Patent it.
Patent it.
And they're winning.
And we have a Bears fan on the loose here, guys.
I mean, I don't know if Bears you have eyes or if you've been watching football. But if those two things match up for you, then you've seen what they're doing.
Brother.
You've seen it.
Brother, Caleb Williams can just definitely tell
you,
be third string.
Answer me one question, bro. Please, both of you.
Okay.
When is the last time a quarterback in the color blue, navy blue, is comfortable in the pocket?
I don't know. It's...
Tell me when's the last time you've seen that?
I've seen Tom Brady. Comfortable.
All right.
I mean, how deep of a blue? We're talking about Peyton Manning.
We're talking about dark navy blue. Peyton Manning was more of a...
Russell Wilson was good one time.
Yeah. Navy blue with orange accents.
You just say the Bears jersey.
Fucking weirdo. Fucking weirdo, motherfucker.
Trying to get all fancy.
In a Bears jersey, man.
Nah, you guys have been cursed.
But
Mitchell Trubisky looked comfortable once upon a time.
No, he didn't. He never looked comfortable in the pocket.
No, he never did?
I'm talking about reading what's going on the field.
That's his fault, though.
It is Trubisky's fault, yes.
Yeah, he sucks.
It was also Fields' fault, yes. And you know what? I'll admit it. I thought he was better than he is.
I know he
was. Thank God you didn't run the franchise, bro.
Yeah, it'd be over with still.
Y'all would have seen him balling out on another team, bro.
Who? Remember Caleb?
Yeah,
that one. That would have probably hurt.
Remember the big question around the Bears was before the season was, yo, but what if Justin Fields goes somewhere and he's good?
And then I think we all saw what happened.
On Saturday.
The latest preseason
game. Fucking sucks, man. He's bad. He's not good at football, man. You didn't even see it. We actually watched the game.
I saw the highlights, bro.
Highlights? Them shits were low, bro.
Low lights.
Low lights. Extremely low lights.
You seen the video I sent to you guys?
Yeah. No.
The man pausing the video and showing how many receivers are open?
Yeah. But yo, how serious are you about this?
Yeah, I'm serious. Have you seen what he was doing?
I thought you were fucking around still. I ain't gonna lie.
Roma Dunze.
He's fucking around again.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's overweight, bro.
Yeah? Have you seen the videos?
Oh, is he back?
You're on the bullshit vibe. Okay.
They're on Ozempic over there. That guy was 30 pounds over.
And then DJ Moore. And then Cole Kmet. And then Gerald Everett.
Chill.
And then DeAndre.
Chill about Everett, bro. Chill.
What do you mean, bro? Gerald Everett is a good backup tight end.
He's okay, bro. He's okay.
And Mercedes Lewis.
Don't mention blocking Mercedes Lewis, bro. That guy's a good fucking blocking target.
Yeah, you need that depth, bro.
Bro, relax.
DeAndre Swift. Khalil Herbert. Come on, bro.
It's a deep squad. I ain't gonna lie.
That's just offense.
It's a deep squad that's gonna go 10-7.
And there's a rumor around that they're picking up Hassan. If we get Hassan, bro, it's over.
How many people are you picking up, man?
It's over.
When is enough enough?
He's snapping right now, I ain't gonna lie.
It's Ryan Poles, man. Let him cook.
Yeah. But at the same time, he's still playing in a division with Jordan Love, man.
That's my reaction to that. That'll leave you with
the short end of the stick every single time. That is will leave you with the short end of the stick every time. Every time. The guy's gonna be 12-5? You guys are
12-5 what? That's his record you're predicting?
That's his record, and then yours will be 11-6.
Oh, stop, bro. He's not going 12-5.
This is a quick
glance at the schedule.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Why wouldn't Jordan Love go?
Let me tell you something, bro.
Okay, first week against Philly, 1-0. You all agree to that?
I don't agree.
2-0.
I don't know. I think Philly.
Philly actually beats
3-0.
Vikings, Philly's at home, by the way. Actually, it's an international game.
Nice try. It was in Brazil still.
Sao Paulo.
5-0. Cardinals, 6-0.
This guy is... Yo, you're tripping,
Houston,
bro. You're tripping.
7-0. Okay. Maybe 6-1.
Yeah, to the Eagles. Houston's not better than the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
No, they're not,
way
bro.
Better roster. Way better quarterback. Way better receivers.
Okay, they're losing to the Eagles.
This guy lost his mind. He's just yapping. Why are you yapping?
I'm not yapping, bro.
Titans don't win. Vikings don't win. Rams are losing. They're not beating Matt Stafford and that squad.
Brother, Matt Stafford has no defense.
Cardinals don't win.
I don't know why.
They have no defense.
I think they might.
Texans, they'll lose.
Why would they lose that? Okay, actually, no. They'll lose that one. Lose
Jaguars, they'll win.
They'll win.
Lions, they're losing.
Why?
They're losing to Detroit. They're not as good as Detroit. Am I wrong, bro?
About Detroit, man?
They probably split that series with Detroit.
Yeah, they're losing one
probably
of
split
them.
That series.
Right, and so then we're beating them. That's a 3-game losing streak for them. Lions, Bears, 49ers.
Yo, but you guys don't beat the Packers. Like, that's
it's going to change. It's going to change.
Bro, it's been 7 years.
Bro, it's okay. Let it be 12 years. Let it be 700, bro.
But that doesn't make sense.
You know what I'm talking about? The past. That's where you're going to get left if
that's
you stay
fair.
There.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, let's see what happens in the future.
That's fair.
But yo, who... So, okay, you... There's obviously a bias against Green Bay, so we won't mention them. What are y'all going to do
look
with
at
the
our
49ers?
Schedule.
What are you guys going to do with the 49ers?
Brock Purdy? Send more than 4 rushers and he's over. That's it.
But Niners are having a down year, bro. McCaffrey's on the cover. He's not surviving the season. It's over with.
What are you talking... Bro, Mahomes broke the curse.
Mahomes did.
Yeah. Broke the curse. When you break it, it's broken.
All right, yo, look at our schedule. We got Titans week 1. That's loss. A win. Titans?
Okay, all right, win.
Texans is a loss.
All right,
this
once.
Week 2.
Okay. Once.
Right. Colts, we're winning.
Okay.
Where is that game, though?
At Colts.
I don't know, man.
Rams, we're winning.
Why can you beat them and Green Bay can't beat them?
Because we're at home. Green Bay's on the road. That's why.
Bastard.
Fair.
Panthers, we're winning.
Okay.
Jaguars, we're winning.
Okay.
Commanders were winning.
Okay.
Yo, the Commanders look winning. Good too, though,
nah,
bro.
But yo, like, let's go obvious losses. Let's go obvious.
Okay,
losses.
All right.
Cardinals were winning.
Yeah.
Patriots were winning.
But, sure.
Patriots were winning, bro. Right.
Not if Joe Milton starts.
Okay. Packers, I'll give you the loss there. Vikings were winning.
Okay.
Lions, we might lose. Niners, we might lose. Back-to-back losses. Vikings were winning. Lions were winning. Seattle were winning. Green Bay, we're winning.
So 4 losses.
That's a prediction.
It's compelling.
You know what? That schedule sounds a lot easier than I thought it would have.
Yeah, it's a very easy schedule.
That summed really easier.
Very easy schedule. So there's honestly no
very
excuse.
Summed.
The only way it doesn't happen.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you?
I'm saying a word. Summed.
What?
Huh?
Some. You know, like some people say seen. Me and Jeff say some. What?
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm literally speaking the English language, bro.
Summed easy schedule.
Yes. I'm repeating after you, bro.
Brandon, did I say that, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Yes.
The guy is just randomly saying shit now and saying that
what
I said
mean?
It.
You meant to say sent?
No, I said, damn, that's an easy schedule.
Oh, my God. You did not fucking say that.
Why would I just make that up?
Because you fucking do that a lot, actually.
That's insane. I said some the easy schedule. I looked at you and said some the easy schedule.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
We got it on tape.
Bro, you lost your fucking mind.
Every time we do this, Jeff, you end up losing your mind. Every time we do this.
I may have not said damn, but I did not say summed.
I can't believe you do this to yourself every week, bro.
Brother, why would I say summed?
And then you just come back with the same confidence. Like you didn't do this shit just last week.
Summed easy schedule. What the fuck language
leave
is that?
Leave it to the tape, bro. You tell me.
All right.
How about that?
All right. We finna see, though. Anywho, the Bears sound like they have easy shit.
Worst case scenario, they lose 6 games.
Yeah, if you lose
Max
6,
7.
The Packers lose 5 then, man.
No, man. They're losing more than 5.
They're good, bro. All
right, watch what happens.
That's a good team, good young team in the second year
watch
of development.
Watch what happens. You know what happens when the highest paid quarterback goes into the next season. Historically, it's never good. It's never good. I don't see it changing.
I mean,
I don't know why that would mess with anything, bro.
They're
all under the cap.
It's just a historical stat. I don't know.
Does that happen to the Eagles?
That happens to everybody.
It happens to every highest paid quarterback for the past 5 years.
He's just going
to
act like
it happened to Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I mean, he got injured.
did he get paid last year? Huh. It was a year before. Nah, he was good.
They had a...
They went to the conference finals.
They paid him after that, no?
No. But yeah, I don't know.
Double check that. They might have paid him when we were... Was that Bahamas?
They got Jamar Chase when they went.
When they went to conference, right?
Yeah.
No, they went Super Bowl that year when they got Jamar. Yeah. The year after.
Went to the conference without him?
No, they did with him. But they went to the Super Bowl first. Yeah.
September 9th, 2023. Wow.
That's last year.
Damn. Who else? I want to test this.
So, Deshaun Watson on the Browns. I'm not sure what years these are, but...
Yeah, that one's bad.
That one was steep. Still, that fall-off was actually steep as fuck.
Right now, the highest-paid quarterbacks are Jordan Love, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson.
Jared Goff?
Yeah. Bro, you got paid.
Lamar? Lamar got paid at an MVP season.
Lamar's on the list at number 7.
But no, when he got paid, he was the highest. Brother,
exactly. When he got paid, he was. But everyone keeps raising the market.
What do you mean? It was last year, bro. He got paid.
Didn't someone get paid after him, though? Before the season started? Didn't Joe Burrow get paid after him? Lamar got paid before the season started, brother. He's saying the highest paid quarterback going into
bro,
the season.
Bro, that is so crazy.
He's invalidating it now.
That's kind of crazy.
It's invalidated
bro.
Now.
Why? Like a couple days.
Lamar got paid in like
Jackson.
Or he got paid in like July.
Get his contract.
And you know what the biggest difference between all of this is? Listen to the starts for these quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, 50 starts. Joe Burrow, 52 starts. Tua, 51 starts. Jared Goff, 117 starts. Herbert, 62. Lamar, 77. Jordan Love, 18. 18 starts, and they're paying him that.
Well, his contract was up, man.
Bro, is that retarded? Is that not retarded?
Nah, bro, it's not.
Man. 18 starts, and the guy played bad for 6 of them.
We're talking about the past.
Oh, here we go.
Like you said, to start the pod, man.
But yo, people get paid.
Okay, player experience is very different than the past.
Players get paid based on the past, though, no?
Are you agreeing with him? You don't think Jordan Love should have been paid?
Not that much, no.
18 games is ridiculous. I think he's good, though.
Oh, my God, bro. Okay, if his contract's up, what are you going to pay him? What are you going to pay him?
Maybe don't keep him on the bench for that long, then.
I tag him for a year, bro.
Tag him. He's not playing, bro.
He'd play, man.
Fuck would he not play,
he's like
bro.
A fourth-year player, bro.
He tag, has to play.
Tag him and play him, bro.
No other team's going to take him just off of that.
Why would you not want to lock up your future, bro? Why wouldn't you want your quarterback to be happy?
You signed a restructuring deal.
You're literally paying no one else.
That's fine, bro. You signed a restructuring-type deal.
You got to keep the guy modest, bro.
1 year.
What the fuck you mean? Bro, all the quarterbacks get paid the highest. Like, that's just what it is. It's the most important position.
In football.
If you have a good one, what other position's harder?
No other
position. What other position more important?
No other position.
Not even in football. Which one?
You mean not even in football?
Like,
because you said football, in football, you added that.
You're being weird today, bro.
No.
Today you're being weird.
No,
I don't get it, though. No. Like,
why'd you say that, then?
I was just completing your sentence.
I didn't want to say that.
No, fuck that. I finished it, though.
But it doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense because it's the most important position in all sports.
In football.
In all sports. Not even football. All sports.
No, bro. In football. Just wanted to specify.
Like they didn't know what I was talking about. They know.
Don't look at me, bro.
Quarterback is the most important position in what?
In football.
What other position is quarterback in?
I don't know, bro. I only know about football.
Jeff, bro.
Is it that bad to say in football, though?
You're missing right now, bro.
Is it that wild to say in football? The quarterback is the most important position in football? That's that wild to say?
What other sport has a quarterback, bro?
Is it that wild to say? Just tell me yes. Tell me yes if that's wild to say. Tell me that's wild to say. Why is he running?
All I'm asking is, can I continue without being interrupted?
You weren't interrupted.
That was literally interrupted.
You interrupted yourself.
You literally.
Right, go ahead. Quarterback is the most important position.
That it is.
Period. In football.
Period. No, don't fucking. He could say that. I'm saying period. So why wouldn't you pay them like they are?
I get it. It's just too soon.
It's just early, man. It's just 18
games. His contract was up. They didn't have no problem paying Jay Herb.
Jay Herb played 62 games, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a playoff win.
What?
He hasn't had a playoff win.
He doesn't still.
Jay he had a playoff Herb. Choke, actually.
He's over there. Let's talking about Jay. Real. He's over there.
Who'd you say?
Herbert.
Oh, Herbert. Oh, my bad. I thought you said Hurts.
Yeah, he had a playoff choke, actually.
But he still has 62 games, though.
So what? What does it matter?
It's a lot of games played. That's enough games that you say I could comfortably believe.
But he made the playoff once, right?
Yeah.
And he lost.
Bro, here's the thing.
Jordan Love did all that in one season.
Here's the thing with Jordan Love.
If CJ Stroud's contract was up, would you not pay him, Brandon? Yes or no?
Of course I would. But
then what are we talking about?
The difference is CJ Stroud came in the first year as a rookie and did that. As I said before.
And you invalidated your argument by saying that. CJ Stroud's played, what, 15, 14 games?
We're not talking about games.
His contract is, he said at the end of his contract.
No. I said if his contract ended.
Right now.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, that doesn't make sense. No rookie's contract is going to end like that.
He got you with the trick question.
You know, because you know you pay him, though.
You got to do it.
No, I thought on Folk thought you said when the contract ended, like when his contract comes to an end.
Did what he said, but it was like a trick question.
No, I mean, like if it ended.
With what you've seen of him.
If it ended last year. If it ended.
I'm not giving him that much of a paycheck. The highest paid quarterback is insane. For his first year.
Are you paying him? I'm paying him.
That's pretty fucked though. Still, I ain't gonna lie.
Are you not paying Jalen Hurts?
Bro, so many quarterbacks have had not one after good one season year, and then fell off.
You're not paying Jalen Hurts after 1 year.
No. This is not what they do in the NFL.
Yeah, clearly they do, bro.
Well,
clearly they do. Because
only
they,
one team does that.
As
bro.
Soon as they took as soon as he took them to the Super Bowl, boom, he got paid.
Because he proved something.
Yeah, but the other years, he was shit.
He wasn't that bad the year before, man. Dog. He was growing. He was growing.
My boy was growing on the bench.
This guy was throwing for, like, average 3 touchdowns a game at the time, bro. Of course he did.
Bro, Jimmy G got fucking paid for sitting on the bench for playing 2 games.
Yes, teams by 49ers. Are idiots, bro.
Teams are retarded.
What do you want us to say about that?
He took them to the Super Bowl.
That was not him. And here's the thing with Jordan Love, bro.
Like he doesn't know that was
here's the thing with Jordan Love. This guy's hitting wide open receivers. Wide open in the Dallas game. Remember?
I do remember.
They were stupid open. 10-yard separation.
So I ain't going to discredit Jordan on that one.
Okay, when he had to try to force something to finish the game, he threw into double coverage. If you're ending the season on that note... To me, you don't deserve the highest paid contract. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Jay Herb, after freaking choking a 28-0 lead.
Yes, they shouldn't have paid him.
Pay him. No problem there. Y'all were saying shit when he got paid.
He also had less help.
Jordan Love has the most help ever.
Nah, but he has a good coach too, at least. Good quarterback coach too over there.
Exactly.
He has a couple things going for him.
Put Herbert
in that situation and watch what happens.
He didn't have Mike Williams.
Who's the coach? Bradley. They're hurt all the time, first of all.
They're not in the playoffs.
Brandon Staley was fucking garbage.
Eckler had his like best year ever.
Bro, if you go up 28
y'all
points,
saying he has no help, bro.
You shouldn't lose.
I didn't say that.
In any situation, you shouldn't lose. That's coaching.
It's not just coaching, bro.
At that point, it's coaching.
Man. Your quarterback.
I'm telling you, at that point, it's coaching, bro.
Could you not get a first down?
If you're calling stupid plays, there's nothing you
change
you can
it.
Do.
You're a quarterback. You could change it.
You're going to audible maybe one route or change to something in a similar formation.
Peyton Manning would do better.
Here he goes.
Aaron Rodgers. Any quarterback that deserves that money.
That's Hall of Famers, though, man. Hall of Fame signal
call. Y'all pay him like a Hall of Famer, right?
Because they proved it to that point when they got paid. Look at Aaron Rodgers, bro.
I'm talking about Jay Herb. You paid him like a Hall of Famer.
You brought up Aaron Rodgers.
Huh?
You brought up Aaron Rodgers.
I'm saying he would have changed the play.
Not in his first year, bro. Not in his second year, third year, man. He grew into that.
It was his third year, actually. And yeah, if you can't change, if you get audible in your third year.
No, honestly, he's right. Caleb was audible in the fucking preseason.
Yeah, fucking preseason, man. What are we talking about here? How about you pick a side, bud?
Side of what?
You're like, one side, one time you're on his side, one time you're on my side. Like, pick a side.
Jordan Love shouldn't have got paid what he paid. He got paid.
What he paid.
Jordan Love shouldn't have got paid what he got paid. But he is a great quarterback.
I don't understand why you'd upset your quarterback, your young quarterback.
How are you going
to
upset him?
You made him sit behind Aaron Rodgers. You think he wanted to do
that? First of all, if you're a good organizer, you talk to him and be like, listen.
This is what it is.
We're going to give you a conditional contract.
Put it on the table.
Yeah.
What conditional contract?
Put incentives in it. If you get these marks, then you get this guaranteed money. And then after that, you prove we get to a point where we want to be, then you get paid.
I'll tell you the quarterbacks that get franchise tag. Kirk Cousins.
Dak, he just got one of the biggest contracts out
bro,
of
him. He's the top finesse.
After 5 years of getting fucking franchise tag.
Experience, bro. Experience.
Those are the quarterbacks. Are you unsure of Jordan Love? Like, those, he's proved more than them guys like his first year.
No, he has not.
He has. He has the same amount of playoff wins. Maybe not Dak. Dak has one more.
One lucky run.
I mean,
that's what we're basing it off of.
Here's what I gotta say. You sit behind Aaron Rodgers 4 years, okay? 4 years. You act like he wanted to do that shit.
3 years.
And that doesn't matter. Still a long time, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right. So, and then a year after that, you ball out when it's your chance. After following much pressure?
Yeah, chill.
And you're gonna upset
him. He didn't have an absolute great year.
Yeah,
start to finish.
Bro.
He had a bad first half of the year and had a good second half. Okay. He's played
That's
like
how you finished, isn't it?
He's played 8 good games, bro.
Oh my god, you were just gassing up Jordan Love. So I don't know. You're flip flop. You are flip flop,
man.
You're a flip flop.
Trying to be objective about the payment. He is
everybody gets paid like that. So why would you upset your quarterback and hinder his growth?
I mean, I get what he's saying.
I understand the contract.
I understand what he's saying.
From their point of view, they want him to play free. Don't think about a contract situation.
Yeah.
Just think about winning, obviously.
Bro, if he was thinking about a contract, he'd probably lose to the Bears, bro. Honestly.
Probably, yeah.
But that,
yeah,
now
it's
now
like, yo, my game, my I depend this game
but
on
now
my
he's,
contract.
But now he's paid, though.
Now
he's still
going to
lose.
Pressure.
Now he's going to get the paycheck, sit back, like, oh, yeah, I'm good.
Can we focus on the main topic? Caleb Williams? Because I know if Caleb Williams fucking has a good season this year, you'd be down to give him that money.
He has 25 mil guaranteed. He's good.
Brandon would work to pay him.
He's shut the fuck up. 25 million guaranteed. He's good for the first 2 years.
Yeah, that's high, bro.
He is the number one overall pick, though, still.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
I mean, look what he's
he
doing.
He is also
living
good,
up
though.
To it.
If he gets y'all a playoff win, I know you'd be down to give him a contract.
Fucking pay the man, bro. I'll tell you right now.
What
he
else?
Throws more than 30 touchdowns. And like 3,500 yards, pay him.
Okay, it's like, so, and you said Aaron Rodgers doesn't get...
not that type of contract,
Jordan
though.
Jordan Love.
I'm not saying to pay him the highest paid quarterback in the league.
And what do they
bro,
pay him,
bro? Jordan Love...
You wait till this contract's done, because this is a very smart contract that they made. They gave him 25 mil guaranteed, but down the line, it's not paying as much. So on the fourth year, they're going to obviously re-sign him. So that's time to see if he's worth it. That's a smart contract.
How many is like?
No, but Jordan Love had the same contract, bro.
Except he was sitting
on
the bench. And he didn't have a 25 mil bonus.
But yo, if you cut, like, yo, you trade away Aaron Rodgers, okay? Like, what chips do you have on your table, bro? Like, you actually have nothing to bargain with. If you think about it. What are you going to do?
That's
like, if Jordan Love actually threatened to sit, they'd be cooked. They would literally be cooked.
Yeah, they would have played their hands. Would have been over with. And then, you know, you...
He would not threaten to sit, though.
I don't think he would have either.
No quarterback in that position is sitting.
I would, bro. I'm not saying... Y'all franchise tag me?
Yeah, and then he goes to another team and plays shit. Because that system doesn't work for him. That's exactly what's going to happen if you
do that. If he goes on another team, they're giving him a contract.
And then you're going to see another Brock Osweiler situation.
That's just his favorite point of reference.
Yeah, because everyone thought he was good.
But we knew he was shit, bro. He looked, he didn't look like an actual fucking good quarterback.
To Houston, he did. They made him the highest paid quarterback.
I feel like the Bears' biggest problem is their hex.
Oh, it's broken.
It's broken preseason, now. You think it's broken, bro?
The hex is just the quarterback.
You're moving a little overly zealous.
No, man. If you don't have a good quarterback, you're not going to get anywhere in the league, in this league.
Bro, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts.
It's not a good quarterback.
Get the
good running back.
Out of here, bro.
Running
How back. Are you going to let him disrespect you like this, bro?
Bro, the guy feels nice because he picked a team that had 3 rings at the time and got 3 more. So, you know, he's just yapping away, just talking his shit.
You didn't pick the same team?
Nah.
Flip-flop.
Nah. When I realized that the team had so much success already, I was like, see,
yeah,
I didn't want that.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even want that. Yeah, I didn't want that. You see, I didn't even want that.
What do you want? Pause.
What the fuck was that?
You're talking like
don't
that.
Don't ask me those type of questions, bro.
You're saying you don't want that.
I didn't. I wasn't moving like that. Yo, Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, bro. Let's not do that.
You got to prove it this
But
year.
No, real talks, you do need a good signal caller.
Prove That's, what, though?
Jalen Hurts isn't under pressure?
Jalen Hurts is a good signal caller, though. He runs
He'll
the offense.
He'll be fine.
Well.
He'll be
He's
healthy.
Under pressure this
he
year.
Will be healthy this year.
Oh, so he wasn't healthy last year?
Bro, the guy just did knee surgery in the offseason, bro. Obviously, he wasn't healthy.
Oh, okay. But any other quarterback? Any other quarterback?
Oh, my God.
Any other quarterback?
What are you talking about, Trevor Lawrence?
They don't get the excuse.
Fuck him, though. He has the same stats as
Gardner Minshew.
He has the same stats as
Gardner Minshew. He's garbage, Brandon.
I want to say that.
Brandon,
he has a way worse situation than Philly. Way worse.
No, he's garbage.
Way worse.
I was even thinking about Trevor Lawrence. Thanks for the assist, but yeah.
You think Trevor Lawrence on the Eagles would be better than Jalen Hurts?
Hell yes. Hell yes.
He would be better than Jalen
Hurts. With A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, all those weapons they had,
give that guy something, bro.
Give him something.
Who did he have? Who did he have on the Jags?
Well, before they got hurt, he had Ridley.
Oh, wow.
The gambler.
Is Ridley as good as A.J. Brown?
He had Jones.
Is Jones good as A.J. Brown?
What's his first name? What's his first name?
Is Travis Etienne
What's
good?
Jones' first name?
Zay.
Oh, Zay Jones. Is Zay Jones good as A.J. Brown?
Come on.
Why did you...
None of those guys are even better than Devontae Smith.
What about just Travis? Travis Etienne was there?
That's a running back.
Okay, yeah, good, that's just one.
Yeah, yeah. Throw a fucking out route to a fucking running back. Let's do that.
You can throw a zag route.
Zag. Yeah, that'll get you all the way down the field, bro.
Or a wheel route.
Oh. Oh. Motherfuckers can't guard that.
Your bro is efficient for them.
Yeah, run 10 yards from the backfield and run another fucking 20 years.
10 wheel routes in one game.
Yeah.
Okay, his situation is obviously better.
And then he got injured.
So then you think Trevor Lawrence is a better
football player?
He actually
had a pretty similar season to Jalen Hurts. Played great on the first half, got injured, and then started playing like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But one guy you say is worse than Kirk Cousins, and I'm pretty damn sure
you
don't think Jalen Hurts is worse than Kirk Cousins.
I don't know why Kirk Cousins gets so much hate. The guy's actually a pretty decent football player.
No, he's not.
He just doesn't win in prime time.
If you were to define mid as a person,
he's above mid.
As a quarterback,
he's above mid.
No,
Russell,
mid.
Will,
he's
Russell
probably
Wilson.
Just above mid.
Russell Wilson.
Russell
is currently,
Wilson is not mid. He is shit. He is currently shit until he does something about it.
He will have a mid season, is what I think. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's his ceiling. A Kirk Cousins season is his ceiling.
No, Kirk Cousins is going to have a good year in the ATL, bro. No risk cap.
They took Penix.
Penix. Both said they took penis.
Penix. Michael Penix.
Penix, please.
You can pronounce it how you want to pronounce it, bro. I'll pronounce it the right way, bro. Have you heard him say his name?
Bro, that's what the announcers say, Penix, bro. That's what
they
say.
Don't know, bro.
Holy fuck, you're actually killing me, man. What?
Speaking of rookies, though,
Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels actually look
the black quarterback,
best black quarterback out of the draft.
Roll the clip.
The motherfucker looked tanned as fuck, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Get the fuck
out. Y'all know, Jeff thought Bo Nix was black.
Bro, he's a quarterback from Oregon, no?
The fuck does that mean? No, tell me what that means, Jeff. What does that mean, Jeff?
He played for Oregon.
Yeah.
Color contrast makes his skin look a bit darker.
Yo, don't even laugh at that, bro. That shit made me angry, bro.
What does that mean?
What, penis?
No, you're like, what does that mean?
No, actually, though.
Means he played for Oregon, like...
Like, for Oregon makes him black.
No, but he is definitely, I know now he is definitely white. He's a balling though.
What he is he's a guy.
He's balling though. He's balling though. I ain't gonna lie.
See, regular season.
Yeah, you
Cole
see.
Knicks look good.
Who?
Jaden Daniels look good.
Are you gonna talk about the guy?
Drake May look good.
Joe Milton played good too.
Not the second game. He played like shit. Actually.
Did he
Drake
actually
May is gonna be yeah. nice. Watch.
Drake May is the guy, man.
But yo,
we do slow progression.
All jokes aside, though.
Jayden, I'm happy with shit right now. I want to see.
Jaden Daniels, actually, I think the Washington Redskins might have like a decent squad.
A decent you worried? Score?
Squad. I said squad.
Oh.
You worried?
I am, though. I actually yeah. never. I think they're
I see the Washington
like, bro,
Redskins.
You see,
I mean,
you see the RPO shit they're running with him?
I definitely see them beating Philly one day.
Yeah.
Philly does not
play. They already have trouble with Washington.
Yeah, I don't know why, bro. They always have trouble.
They never play
well. Matchup.
No,
you know
no,
who
but,
used
like,
to cook Washington, though? Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
And every time that guy played Washington, he cooked them.
And Michael Vick, still.
And Michael Vick, yeah.
And everybody else struggles. I don't know why.
Carson Wentz cooked
but
them.
But yo, you guys see the RPO shit they're running with Jaden McDaniels?
Jaden McDaniels?
That yeah, he basketball nice, player. Bro. Jaden Daniels. No, no, he's actually looking like he can play basketball.
Basketball?
Yo, you need a break? You need a timeout? You need a commercial break, bro?
Jaden Daniels from the three.
I really didn't mean football stuff.
We know. We know. Trust me, we know.
It's a little bit under the weather, man.
Oh, here we come. Here we come with excuses. Poor Trevor Lawrence. He can't even have a fucking injury on the field. You blame fucking awards on being sick.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I swear I can do anything injured, but I cannot be
Give
sick.
Trevor Lawrence his respect.
Bro, he's not that good, bro. Why do you guys actually...
An injured man.
Yo, I don't know why you guys want him to be so good so bad. Like,
I just want everybody to get a fair shot.
I don't care if he's good or not, but he is good.
You claim yourself to be Mr. Objective.
Bro, he's top 10? You're not. He's top 10?
No, he's not top 10.
All right, he's
could be top 10. Could be top 10.
I don't even want to hear your top 10 then, bro.
Could be top 10.
How could he be top 10?
Take out rookies because they haven't proven themselves yet.
Take out rookies from last year?
Oh, my God.
Or from this year?
This year.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah, like this year coming.
So Sonny obviously has CJ Stroud and Jordan Love on his list.
Of course. That's without a doubt.
Okay.
Okay, so we go Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
All right. Burrow. All
right.
Josh Allen. Lamar.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, bro, he didn't play.
He's not better. He's not better than bro.
He is
Herbert
better
played.
Than Lawrence, yeah.
He's better. Bro.
Aaron Herbert.
Talking about people who played.
Is Dak not
Jordan,
better?
Jordan, CJ.
Is Dak not
Dak
better?
Dak is better.
That's the end of your list?
Jaylen. That's Trevor. Trevor's left.
Jalen Hurts is up there.
He's going to have to prove himself.
Is he not better than Trevor Lawrence, bro?
Why are you acting like Trevor Lawrence is that bad? I don't think so. All right, you know
is
what?
Is Jalen Hurts that bad?
He played that bad last year, the end of the season.
He played worse than Trevor Lawrence has. Or did. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
He didn't. Jalen Hurts.
Okay, all right. You want to give Jalen Hurts? Okay. But that's all I'm going to give you. I think he's 11.
Jalen Hurts is better than Jordan Love. Don't at me.
I'll at you another day.
But we have a game in 2 weeks on Friday, bro.
We'll see, bro.
Like, literally 16
we'll
days.
See who plays better.
You know what?
We'll see
we will
who
actually see.
Better, bro.
Actually,
we'll
actually
see who plays better, bro.
You know what? We will see, actually, matter of fact.
Yeah.
We'll see who even comes up with the dub. I want you to... What you
I'm here, bro. I'm here.
I'm trying to think about the guys who are also better than fucking...
There's no one else. Jared Lawrence. Goff is not better than him. Kirk Cousins is not better than him. Y'all want to glaze Jared?
Jared
glaze
Goff is
him.
Better than him.
Than Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh,
he's played way better than him.
We can't take potential into account?
No.
Then why can't we take Aaron Rodgers' past seasons into account?
If we can take potential into account, then Fields has so much potential. Chill, he's just blind.
You're right now, bro. No, like, I don't know why you always go there.
That can't be undone.
No.
That can't be undone.
He's the type of player, a lot of players in the NFL that have
Potential-wise.
You're geeked. You're geeked, bro.
You're telling me right now if you're starting a franchise, you take Matt Stafford over Trevor Lawrence?
What? Bro, Matt Stafford's at the end of his career.
Why can't we take all this shit into account?
Nah, but I'm not starting a franchise. I'm saying who's a better football player. Matthew Stafford is currently a better football player.
I don't know.
No? That's so wrong?
I don't know. Because I truly believe if Trevor Lawrence didn't get injured last season, we'd be having a totally different conversation. But we will never know. Yeah, but if Matt Stafford never went to the Rams...
If Matthew Stafford never went was to the a baller Rams, before he went to the Rams.
So. But you would never... You would never put him in the top 10, though.
Yeah, it would.
If he stayed on Detroit and was losing all these years, come on. Let's be real.
Bro, I didn't choose Matthew Stafford because he's a winner now. It's because he's a fucking baller.
Matthew Stafford invented the no-look pass.
All right. If I'm starting a franchise, I would take Kyler Murray over Trevor Lawrence.
That's retarded. That's retarded.
He had one bad season after he got hurt. I think Kyler Murray was good before that, though. Potential-wise, he's good.
Yeah, one guy's a midget and one guy's like 6'6", bro. I'd rather...
Take your chances with the
6'6". More potential, yeah. I think, yeah.
Safe to say. When I put his numbers
right beside... Potential is a weird category to make the list off of.
We can't. We can't do it off of potential. It's what it is. Do better or not. That motherfucker ain't even top 10, bro.
Okay, first of all, you're acting like the people in the top 10 aren't good, bro.
They are.
Like, they're all good, bro.
They're good.
They're all the best in the
good.
League.
They're good. They're the top 10.
They name one quarterback out that list, that's shit.
Yeah, you're not. Actually, you're saying top 10 like it's an easy list to make.
Top 10. All right, okay.
Bro, the back.
Top 15.
Top 15. Oh, no, here we go. Oh, that's like half the league.
Bro, half the league is like a quarter of the league is rookies, bro. What are we doing here?
What?
A quarter of the league is rookies. A quarter of the league has rookie or young quarterbacks.
Wait, why are you saying young quarterbacks? I'd say rookie or not.
Okay, rookie.
Okay, so, how many are rookies? We got Jaden Daniels. We got who else?
Caleb.
Bo Nix.
Drake May. J.J. McCarthy.
He's injured.
Okay.
Does that even fucking count?
Penix.
He's not playing, though. Kirk's playing.
You never know. Paper Bone Kirk.
Five.
They got six, man. Name six. Six.
He's not playing, bro. Okay. Kirk is playing. All right,
so 20% then. 20%. 20% of the league is rookies.
Yes.
Okay, so 20% of the league is rookies, and then you have top 10. So that means in between the 10 and 25 mark, he's in there? He's in that mix?
He's not 10 to 25, bro. He's 10 to 15, bro.
What I'm saying is there's only 15 other guys for him to compete with.
Third, bro, okay. You guys are taking it over Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Yes. I am. Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So then we only got Jared Goff.
I'm taking Jared Goff.
And
I'm taking Jared Goff over Trevor.
And Matt Stafford.
I'm taking Matt Stafford over Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, for sure. Easily.
That's not a bad thing. Those guys are all good quarterbacks.
All right.
Yeah, are you taking Kyler Murray over him?
No.
Are you taking him?
I would take Kyler Murray over him.
You're tripping, bro.
Yo, Kyler Murray was actually good when he was good, man. He just
when
got hurt.
He that's a key
he got
word.
Hurt
when?
Though. He got hurt. He had a bad injury, bro. He had a bad injury.
Yeah, and that's a big part of his game, his legs.
Yeah, but he came back and he had a pretty decent last two, three games of the season. They beat Eagles.
That's not a hard thing to do.
All right.
End of the season.
Yeah.
And then last season, that wasn't really a hard thing to do.
Easy. Cakewalk. Cakewalk for them. They had no trouble.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, man, not at all. Yeah.
Are you taking Geno Smith over him?
No, I'm not. No.
Are you taking Russell Wilson over him?
No. Right now, no. Maybe.
Who else? Are you taking Deshaun Watson over him?
I feel like Deshaun Watson's going to have a good year.
Stop.
Are you taking Deshaun Watson over him?
Is that a hard one, bro?
Because Deshaun Watson's about to have a comeback here, man. That's why. That's why
it's you're knocking Sonny for going off potential.
No,
you just said
Deshaun Watson before.
Yeah, like let's take Deshaun Watson board,
before,
right?
Okay, Deshaun Watson before his whole situation was great.
Oh my god, bro. Let's talk about two. It's been 2 years, bro. All
right, Trevor Lawrence at this very moment, for what I've seen in the last two seasons, I would take his play over Deshaun Watson's.
Will
play.
Levis.
The fuck are we doing here?
Oh, naming starting quarterbacks.
Trevor Lawrence.
Who else is starting?
Brock Purdy.
Be honest. Be consistent, actually.
How can I be consistent when I think the guy might be better than him? The guy went to Super Bowl. The guy went to the conference championship the year before and got hurt.
No, now system doesn't matter no more, Brandon.
It does matter. I just think that...
Put Trevor in that fucking system and they're winning the Super Bowl.
100%. Because he has long hair doesn't mean he's Jesus, bro.
Bro, stop, man. He's speaking facts. Put Trevor on the 49ers, they're winning the Super Bowl. Easily.
What do you guys see in this guy, bro? Like, I don't know what you guys see. What do you guys see in this guy?
He was the number one overall pick for a reason, bro.
Okay. So was Jamarcus Russell.
That's different.
Yeah, but that guy was shit.
He was black, right?
Did he have one good season?
Yeah, did he have a single season?
No, he didn't.
Trevor Lawrence has...
Tua! Tua or Trevor Lawrence? Tell me.
If you say Tua, I swear to God, bro.
He won't. He can't.
Can't say Tua.
He can't.
I can't say Tua.
If you can't
say
Tua, that
guy's the highest paid quarterback. Yeah. Top three.
And that's my point with highest paid QBs.
Yeah.
Both. Thank you.
Who else?
You got you on that one. So okay. No. I got you on that one.
Did you guys... You know what? This is a good side note. Tua actually released some sort of article recently where he was interviewed. They're asking him the difference between Brian Flores and Mike McDaniels. And basically, you know Brian Flores, he's worked with Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
So apparently, when Brian Flores was coach of the Miami Dolphins, he told Tua, you don't belong here. Yeah. You got to work a lot harder. You're not where you need to be at yet. And that's basically what Tua said. He's like, oh, he was speaking that shit into existence.
What the fuck? How can and you then, speak not hard work
and then, into existence? And then he said Mike McDaniels came in and said, oh, you're accurate. You fit this system. You're the perfect QB for this.
Yeah, you know what this bullshit is? I was watching a fucking clip the other day about Patrick Beverley talking about how to talk to teammates. And he was talking about, yo, some of the guys, you got to talk to them soft, bro, because they're just not built for this shit.
That's true.
But like Tua,
he's not built one right. of them.
Corny ass.
Gardner Minshew.
No, bro. Like,
we're talking about starting quarterbacks. Let's do it.
He was just named the starter.
Aiden O'Connell.
Just last week.
Aiden O'Connell.
He just got his job taken by
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He also got his job taken.
I don't know. I'm talking about the fucking Raiders quarterback. I guess that's all.
Gardner Minshew starting for them now.
Anthony Richardson.
I see, but he's young, bro. Like, I would take Anthony Richardson still.
He had fucking literally four games, bro.
Fuck that.
Four games.
Yeah, no, you're being
taking over Trevor Lawrence, bro.
Okay, yeah, I am. I told you not to do that, so I'm sorry. I'll take it back. I was being a hypocrite. But Anthony Richardson will be better than
me. Will be. Now potential.
He'll have a better
record. Potential. Yeah, let's go. How can we do potential, guys? How can we do it?
No, right now I'll take Trevor Lawrence, but in the future I'll have to take Anthony Richardson.
Okay, so you asked my question then.
So what do we have? Top 15?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is not better.
Okay, good. Something's got to say Daniel Jones.
Derek Carr.
Don't you dare, bro.
Why do you have to think about this? Bro. Why do you have to think about this?
Derek Carr is not better.
Baker Mayfield.
I don't fuck with Baker anyways.
I think he's trash. I think he's mid-grade and had a fucking Cinderella year. All right, bro, we're at 15 quarterbacks. He's top 15.
That's not my point, man.
The guys you named are pretty shit.
Those are the remaining quarterbacks,
okay,
bro.
Okay, so the rest of the league is shit is what it is. That's why
no, but you're going based off history, right?
Yes.
And like Alec and everything that a player accomplishes. So Russell Wilson. Made it to the Super Bowl more than once. Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You would take him over Trevor Lawrence.
I said no.
Exactly.
So then you just crushed your own point there.
What do you mean?
You said experience over potential.
Yeah, yeah, I'm experienced over potential, yeah. But like right now, Russell Wilson sucks at football.
Yeah, but in the sport his experience is he had a whole bunch of starts.
Once upon a time.
Won a Super Bowl.
Once upon a time. Like, that's like saying Joe Flacco, you take him over any starting quarterback. The guy has the experience, but like he's old, he's washed up, he's...
No, but that's what you were saying.
I was saying what?
Bro, do you not understand what he's telling you, bro?
I was taking experience over potential?
Yes.
Bro, your potential is...
now you're not taking it.
Your potential is crazy, though.
How is my potential crazy? You're taking experience over potential, but then in that very situation, you took potential over experience.
In what case, though? What specific
Trevor
case?
Trevor Lawrence over...
Like right now, okay, Russell Wilson rebranded on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you think he's going to have a better season than Trevor Lawrence?
No. I don't. Okay. No, I do not.
So you don't value experience over potential.
Exactly.
Recent experience, bro.
Because Trevor's recent experience as well hasn't been good.
It is better than Russell Wilson's, though.
Not really.
That's debatable.
Russell Wilson's
Bro, actually, go look at his stats on the Broncos. They're actually not that bad.
Yeah, but he lost. He kept losing. He kept putting himself as
Trevor
and his
Lawrence
team.
Lost, too, though.
I know, but, like, bro, the Broncos had bad years. Bad years.
What?
Broncos had bad years. Bad years.
Yeah, Jags just had a bad year, too.
Yeah, but Trevor Lawrence was hurt. Russell played, like, almost 14, 13 games.
He got concussed.
Fuck that. Fuck that concussion shit.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Fuck that concussion shit. You know why? Because he was healthy the year before and he was still bad.
His stats are a lot better than Trevor Lawrence. A lot. If we're going off that.
So, you would take Russell Wilson? Would you?
I wouldn't, personally. But okay. I'm not the one saying that I would take experience over potential.
Recent experience.
Okay, so pull up his recent stats, bro.
Pull it up then. So you know what? I want to hear it because obviously I don't know.
You need to hear it. Sonny, you pull up one. I'm going to pull up.
The other one.
Which one you pull up?
The last 2 years? Is that what you mean?
I'm going to pull up Russell Wilson's last year.
Last 2 years.
Last year.
Let's do 2 years, brother.
Why do you want to do 2 years now?
We could do. Yeah, why don't we?
2 years is fair.
Lawrence, okay, fine. We could do 2 years. That's fine. He didn't even do that bad that year either.
Okay. Okay. So we start with the recent year?
Yeah.
So Jags went 8-8. He completed 65% of his passes, 4,000 yards, 21-14.
How many touchdowns?
21.
21 and 14 picks.
Yeah. He had 4 rushing.
Russell Wilson had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Damn.
And what was Denver's record last season?
How many yards did he throw for?
3,070.
Damn. 1,000.
Anything else?
Bucky, look at that meeting, bro. I didn't say anything, bro. Did he have any rushing touchdowns?
I'm about to check right now.
Bro, it's a way better touchdown to interception ratio.
They were 8-9, the Broncos.
Okay. How many fumbles did he have? The reason I'm asking is because we were talking about the turnovers.
Where's the totals here? All right. He had 589 completions.
Yeah.
For 930 attempts. That's 63%. Oh, wait. Hold the fuck up. This is a combination.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got you. I got you.
That was 2 years combined because I thought you wanted to bring up both.
Okay, yeah. 5 fumbles lost.
Russell or Trevor?
Russell.
Okay.
Trevor at 7.
Okay.
Damn.
So 21 turnovers.
Yeah. To how much?
13.
And he had 3 rushing touchdowns. So 29 touchdowns to 25. No, not 25. You're right. 25. So yeah, I mean, Trevor had more yards, but my boy had more
turnovers and touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14 picks compared to 8, that's a lot.
Yeah, the year before, Russell had 3,500 yards, 16 touchdowns, 11 picks, and 3 rushing touchdowns.
It's kind of fumbles. 3 rushing touchdowns.
Then Trevor Lawrence had 4,000 yards, 25-8.
That was a good season for him.
9 fumbles, though.
That's a lot. Lost? All lost?
Huh?
All lost?
Yeah, those
lost. That's a lot of fumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have 17 turnovers, 2. What should we got here? To 13.
How many touchdowns that you have, Russ?
19 total. Thing had 30 total.
Okay. I mean, Trevor had a better 2022 season than what? Russell had a better 2023 season?
If we're just going purely off stats.
Russell had a better 2021 season.
I mean, you said recent.
Last year. You said
recent history.
I mean, they're pretty much neck and neck. Not that far off, really.
Yeah, so what's the deciding factor?
Third year.
What's the what's the deciding factor, Jeff? Potential. Let's be for real. Let's be for real, man.
It's really had a playoff win that year, though.
Who?
Jags. It was another year they came back. It's a good year.
Yeah, you said he had a better 2022 season, which we all agree.
Okay.
But Russell had a better 2023.
I think that was because he got hurt, really. I think it's because he tweaked it, had a high ankle sprain, played through the pain.
Oh. Now like you're saying that's valid, huh?
Insider stats here.
What do you mean insider stats?
Or you were with him?
No. It's valid now.
You were with him then.
What was valid?
It's valid now when that he had an injury, but when I said it, it wasn't valid.
It was valid. I said he was hurt and so was Jalen. That's what I said. It affected their play.
You a backtracker. You will back.
Just admit that you hate Trevor Lawrence, and then we can move forward.
I hate Trevor Lawrence. All
right.
But he's better than Russell Wilson.
Why do you hate Trevor Lawrence?
I just don't fuck with Trevor Lawrence. I don't know.
You got to know why you don't like the guy, bro.
I don't think he's as good as people say he is.
Just racist. When it comes down to it, he didn't like Mac Jones. Doesn't like Drake May.
I didn't say anything about Drake May, though. I didn't say anything about Drake May, bro.
Thought Bo Nix was black.
Well, he's black, he'll be good. As soon as he finally's white, it's garbage.
Ain't gonna lie, he's been playing better than I thought he would. So is Drake May, though. Drake
May's actually. Sean Payton named him starter, actually.
Yeah, seen that.
It's pretty insane.
Why? Who else would they have gone to?
I don't know, man. I just didn't know he had it like that.
Bro, he played nice, man.
Will he be better than Russell Wilson?
Probably not in his first
year. Who will have the better year? Russell Wilson or Bo Nix?
Obviously, I think Russell. If he doesn't, something is seriously wrong with him.
Obviously?
Yeah. George Pickens, Najee, Freiermuth.
Jeff, what do you think?
I don't know, bro. I saw these guys play in the preseason. I don't know if they're just fucking around or what they're doing.
Who?
Who, Russell?
Dumb of the Steelers. Bro, he played the whole first half, bro.
Yeah,
did he play good?
No, he played shit.
Him and Justin Fields were having a competition for
who could play worse, yeah. They were playing so bad, both of them.
So what do you think, bro?
I think just based off
experience. I think Bo Nix might have a good season.
Better than Russell?
Steelers aren't really a big passing team since Big Ben left, right? I don't think they return to that either. And they keep it on the ground, get back to the roots, physical, the line of scrimmage.
Can you just answer the fucking question, bro? Like, fuck.
Russell Wilson will have a better year.
Damn. Y'all gonna make me believe in Bo, man?
Nah, man. Mike Tomlin's gonna let us down, bro.
This guy loves Mike Tomlin.
Us. What the fuck you mean us?
Us three here, like Mike Tomlin's not gonna let us down.
He doesn't need to do anything for me, bro. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I think it's just you. You and Glorilla.
Don't diss Glorilla, bro.
She's a big time Mike Tomlin fan.
You a real nigga.
Y'all got something in common.
You a real nigga. We recognize real, man. Shout out Glorilla Pimp. Shout out Lorilla Pimp, man.
Nah, I think Bull's gonna have a better year. Russell's cooked. I think Fields gonna come in halfway. Stink it up.
Fields
as well.
Cooked Fields, himself. Nah, man. Bro.
Fields gonna turn into Taysom Hill this year, bro.
He better. If he wants to revive his career, he better.
He's turning into Taysom Hill. That's
I need that card value to go up, so whatever helps.
Yeah, just return that card.
Shit at 50
I'm
cents.
Trying to sell it if anybody wants it.
Shit at 50 cents right now.
It's actually pretty high value still.
How much?
$5.
Really?
Sell it now.
Damn, bro.
I'm trying.
You think a nigga would pay $5 for it, though?
I almost had somebody, and then he canceled because first, what we did, we posted it as $4.
Yeah.
And the man, as soon as we posted it, someone bought it. So, like, then we looked at the value, and it's, like, $5.50. So, we canceled the first purchase.
Should have took the 4 again. You're probably never getting that again.
And
bro.
Then we reposted it for 5, but then he bought it again. But then he's like, oh, some scummy shit's going on. And then he decided not to buy it.
Yeah, well, say posting an iPhone and taking it down and posting it for higher.
No, actually, he was actually going to buy it the second time. But then this prick told me he found somebody in person. So we canceled on
guess
that guy.
Who the prick is.
Canceled on that guy.
Oh my god! And that guy canceled on you.
Yeah, in person. Guy? Yeah.
Man, you should have talked to us. Because
we're like, yo, avoid the fees on eBay in person. You're good. Yeah. No fees.
How much are you copping for?
$2.
Brandon. Terrible business.
Bro. Yeah, I had a lot of faith in the guy, bro.
Yo, you bought the card for $200?
Yeah.
Damn. That's... Yo, bro had like 8 wins in like 3 years, bro.
I bought it right when he was a rookie, though.
Oh. Okay.
So he bought it last year.
He was not a rookie last year.
Justin Fields was not in 2021.
You bought it all the way back then?
Like late 2021, 2022, when that card set came out.
That's fair. You thought he was going to be good.
Yes, bro.
Did you buy Caleb's?
His card's not out yet.
Oh, you've been checking?
But did you get his jersey yet?
Not yet.
What the fuck?
Did you order it?
No, he doesn't want to get cursed, right? You don't want to curse him? Like you've been cursing?
No, we'll save that.
Why are you moving like this right now? Like, why are you moving like... Why are you moving all fucked up over there? Like, why didn't you buy
it? You'll see. That's all I have to say
about
that.
He already bought it. He's waiting to wear it.
No.
What color?
I haven't bought it yet.
What color scheme?
The only color they have is the home jersey. Home colors.
That's why you didn't buy it yet? Or?
No, I'm just waiting.
What are you waiting for bro?
I'm just waiting, bro.
For what?
He doesn't want to buy it. He doesn't want to jump out the roof like usual and buy a jersey too fast.
Yeah, I did it for Trubisky.
Did it for Fields.
Fortunately, did it for Fields.
Smart, man.
You know what? That's growing, bro. It's really gaining some maturity.
Let's see what happens.
Where's your Hurts jersey, bro?
It's at home.
Why don't you wear it no more?
I wear it when the season's on.
I think I don't want you to wear it no more, bro.
Why don't I wear it?
Your boy has a lot to prove, man. Like, that's all I'm going to say. You better show up this year and play like how you used to.
He will be good, bro. He'll be healthy. He had a bum knee.
I'm saying him, now he has Saquon, AJ.
Jalen Hurts is just motivational for no reason, bro.
I seen a clip the other day where he was about to show emotion and it was like, oh, he almost got out of character. Fucking guy. But no, Jalen's going to show up. He's healthy.
Y'all got comp, man.
What?
Y'all got comp this year.
Not with Dallas.
How do you not have competition with Dallas, bro?
Because they are fucked, man. CD's holding out.
He's gonna fucking play, man.
Yeah, but that shit fucks with you when you don't play in camp, man. It does.
Yeah, it's gonna make him look at the team differently, low-key.
And the team looks at him differently, bro.
No, look how it worked out for Lamar.
Yeah, bro, MVP. It's August. It's late August. He got held up the whole camp.
He got signed in July 30th.
Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah, a month ago. Like, last year.
Well, you think CD's just sitting at home eating donuts?
He
definitely ain't at training camp. Yeah,
that's 100% sure,
bro. Training, though. They all train.
Yeah, they do.
So. Training camp is different, though.
Yeah, man. Being with the team and doing all the circuits.
Running reps with the offense.
I've seen a clip of what they've been doing in these training camps. I don't know, man. The first week at least.
Man, that's first week, bro.
Building the camaraderie and shit.
Nah, you've been there, bro.
Trust me, I've watched Hard Knocks.
Bro, they've all been tweaking about how Jerry Jones has been moving, bro. They got some shit going on in that locker room.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, Jerry Jones just decided to act like he's tweaked.
And let's keep it real, bro. Dak Prescott's not getting any better.
He's always getting better. He's progressively been getting better every
year, bro. I swear.
Every year. He was in MVP conversation last year, bro. What are you
looking at, bro? Yo, when did you actually start fucking with the nigga like that?
Are you gonna tell me he's bad? He's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Man, chill.
Is he a top 10?
Let's not go back over this.
Man. Is he a top 10?
Yes.
We named him.
Name them again.
Oh my God.
You did not name Dak, bro. You skipped him.
We did, man.
I'll put Jordan Love over Dak.
Yeah, Jordan's That's there fair. Too, but he's there though.
CJ Stroud.
Yeah, okay. He could be 10.
Patrick, Dak could be 10. Lamar, Burrow.
I can't believe doing this again.
Who else would you say?
I mean, Patrick, Lamar, Burrow, Allen.
Yes.
Did I say Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Love.
CJ Stroud.
Herbert. I don't know. We put Herbert over Dak at this very moment.
Yes.
At this Herbert, very moment.
Hurts.
Career. Accomplishments and all that.
I'm putting Hurts.
You know what I'm saying?
Herbert's been kind of pissing me off.
Yeah. I think we got to put Dak.
I don't know if the Chargers are.
All right, man. Dak is barely scraping into the top 10. Barely.
He's better than Herbert, bro.
Fuck, I hate that Herbert's been playing so bad because we had such high hopes for the guy.
I mean, he started off really good.
Yeah, but.
That's just what bad coaching does.
Hurts, I guess.
Destroys careers.
Hurts, I guess, just because he's had better playoff success. Not that many more wins, though, if you really take it into account.
Just 2 wins. Jared Goff.
All right, bro.
Jared Goff is not better than Dak.
I can't
bro.
Do Jared Goff better than Dak. Still.
I think he's better than Dak.
Yo, chill. You're wilding, bro. Now you're tweaking.
How am I tweaking, bro?
Jared Goff is not better than Dak Prescott.
The man got booted from his own team, bro. And then that same team he got booted from won the Super Bowl the next year.
Yeah, but then he went to turn a team from worst.
He did not
do
that.
Yo, that was coaching, like you said, bro.
It was coaching, but it was also him, man.
Bro, they have the number one.
They had a chance to move on from him. They had a chance to move on from him.
They did, and they paid him. But they have the number one offensive line in the league, bro.
That double headed running back.
Dallas has a bad offensive line.
Dallas is like
those two running backs.
So they have a bad offensive line is what you're saying. They can't protect Dak.
No, they have a ninth best offensive line.
Okay, bro.
Yo, I'm just saying.
Who does Dak have on offense other than CD?
Really, bro?
Tell me.
Man had at one point.
No, let's talk about last year. And he had a great year last year. Who? CD. Tony Pollard. Was garbage.
Who else did he have, man? I don't even watch Dallas like that.
He didn't.
Yeah. You know, white tight end.
You don't even know his name, bro.
I actually can't remember right now. Fuck him.
Brandon Cooks? Washed up Brandon Cooks?
He wasn't there last year either, was he?
See, we don't even know, bro.
Brandon Cooks was there still. Gotta go play John Bessis.
Yeah. That's it.
That's enough, though.
That is not enough, man. When you got Jared Goff with Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery, Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra, all those guys are dogs.
Chill. Don't be naming running backs because you didn't let me name running backs earlier with Trevor Lawrence. And I said Etienne.
I'm naming
him. No. Well, he has what? Sam Laporta was a rookie last year, first of all.
Then he was the fucking best tight end.
He was not the best tight end.
He had the most touchdowns.
Are you tripping? You're going to say he's the best tight end over Kelce?
Here we go.
Stop, man.
Here we go. Yo, it's all good when he's on your side, though, right? When he's against you, it pisses you off, right? Yo.
Let's do it.
Come on, man.
Bro. You second team all pro.
Is he better than Travis Kelce?
He's a top 3 tight end in the league. Non-debatable.
Travis Kelce, George Kittle.
Then him.
Mm.
Yes. He only started 14 games. He had 889 yards, 10 touchdowns, bro.
Travis Kelce, George George Kittle.
That's it, bro.
Who's that boy on Minnesota?
Hawkinson?
Bro, he's not. He's better than Hawkinson.
Nice, bro.
He's better than Hawkinson.
Mark Andrews. Where's Mark Andrews?
Okay, Mark Andrews is better.
Okay. So
he's out of the top
three. He's not top three then.
Top three. Top four.
But yo, he literally went second team all pro. That means he was the second best tight end in the league last year. I'm telling you.
Duffy went second team all pro. You said
LeJarius Sneed.
Yeah, but you said LeJarius Sneed was better than him, who wasn't an all pro. So like, what are we talking about?
That's close though.
Bro, don't look at me.
Yo, bro, come on though. You hear the argument though, right?
Yo, are you gonna say Sam Laporte is not a good tight end?
I'm saying he ain't top three.
Okay, let's do the fucking stat comparison. 960 yards, 5 touchdowns. What would you rather have?
Who would I rather have?
889 yards and 10 touchdowns, or that, or 960 yards and 5 touchdowns? Tell me.
Yeah, it was a rookie, bro.
Who?
He was a rookie.
Who was?
Laporta.
Yeah. He had a fucking great year.
Yeah. When he starts getting doubled, like Travis Kelce?
He's not getting doubled, bro.
Why did Travis Kelce get doubled then?
Travis is on a different stratosphere. I said Travis was better, bro.
Is George Kittle not better?
Yes, I said he's better too.
Is Mark Andrews not better?
He is better because of experience. But yo, if we talk about potential... If we talk about potential, bro.
Please, bro.
Yo, you're saying being worse than Travis Kelce, George Kittle, and Mark Andrews is a fucking crime?
Didn't say that at all. He's just not top three, bro.
But you said he was the best. You said he was the best at the beginning.
Top four. Happy?
Okay. Top four. How many good tight ends are in the league? What, 10?
Oh, here we go. Yo, you guys gonna act like...
Actually, though.
No, really.
He's better than Hawkinson.
Sure.
Hawkinson's good.
Okay. So he's better than Hawkinson. He's better than Goddard. He's better than Cole Kmet, yeah. How many other tight ends can you name that are
it
good?
It didn't matter what he did last year. You would never put him over...
Evan Ingram.
Kittle.
He's way better than that guy. He's fucking rapping. How many good tight ends can you
name? Evan Ingram's not rapping.
Yes, he quit. He quit for one.
It's Darren Waller.
Oh, yeah, fuck, it is.
That's the other guy, bro. Y'all gonna tell me Sam Laporta is not good, bro?
Bro, he's top five.
He's not even five, though. He's four.
Okay, he's top four.
But he could have had the best year last year, and none of you guys would put
Aaron
him over.
Aaron Hernandez is better.
Like, what's wrong with this guy? Like...
It didn't matter how good of a season he had last year. You wouldn't put him over Travis Kelce. You wouldn't put him over George Kittle or Mark Andrews. Those guys are like legendary tight ends.
Bro, you said the best. You said the words, bro. Not me. Not Brandon. You said the words.
Top four, bro.
Okay.
All right, he's top four. He's top four. We can agree on argument. That.
All right, bro. What's the top four? Oh, man. How many good tight ends
It's
are
true,
there?
Though. If you're a good tight end, you're like literally top 10.
So it's not good to have him. Would you not like to have him on your team?
I'm good.
Would you not be tight end one on your team? All your teams? Would you not make
Goddard's,
a big difference?
Goddard's nice too, so.
He's better than Goddard, bro. Get out of here with Goddard.
Let's see who has a better year this
year. Goddard. Guy's fucking garbage.
All I know, Super Bowl is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
All I know is Dak Prescott is a fucking guy.
No, bro, just chill. Y'all gotta give him why are you tweaking out again, bro?
It's not a tweak.
No, you started tweaking with the top one, Sam Laporta, and now you're here with Dak Prescott being the guy.
Dakota Prescott?
Eventually. It took a lot of fucking...
Nah, I would have never argued with Travis.
Nah, Dakota Prescott.
That's the top three pretty instantly.
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, It's close, bro. He has another good year. He might be better. Got 10 touchdowns, bro. That's pretty fucking good.
It is good.
He's good at football.
Led the tight ends, you know.
He was actually even a high draft pick. He didn't slip. He wasn't a steal. Like, they knew he was going to be nice.
Yeah. And in fact,
apparently there's someone like him in this.
Yeah, Steve Brockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brock is supposed to be nice still.
Fantasy's projected to be the number one tight end.
Is it Brock Bowers?
Yeah. And Tad McConley, but he's a receiver.
Who's McConley on again?
The white guy. I remember the
guy who kept catching the one-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Who did he get drafted to? Was it San Fran or KC?
San Fran.
Jared Goff had way better weapons.
KC has that Luez guy. The rugby player.
Yes, he knows.
Tight end?
He's not a tight end. I don't know what he's going to play.
They've been using him like in fucking special teams and shit. Yeah. Yeah, what were you saying about Jared Goff? They had better weapons than Dak Prescott?
That's it. You agreed, did you not?
Yeah, I'm not even arguing.
Yeah. Just want Brandon to agree. Can you agree, Brandon?
Yeah, that's...
can you agree, Brandon?
It's debatable, bro.
It's not the fucking... Jeff, can you tell him it's not debatable, bro?
He knows it's not. He's just tweaking out again, bro. I don't know.
It's debatable, bro.
Yeah, I get it.
Pull up Dallas's roster, too.
Chill, bro.
Amon Ra was the top five receiver last year.
No argument. I just had to put it out there because I felt like you were trying to argue.
Jameer and Montgomery together?
Bro, you're telling me Brandon Cooks is not good as a second option to CeeDee Lamb?
He is like, not crazy. That good, bro.
That's crazy.
He's pretty good at second option, so. He's consistent. But did he have 1K last year?
No.
No, it's first season in his career. He hasn't had 1K.
No, it's not the first fucking season, man.
Bro, he had 657 yards, 8 TDs.
657 yards.
He's only 2 TDs short of Sam Laporta.
Jake Ferguson.
That's tough for the tight ends, though.
They had Jake Ferguson. He led the tight ends. 761 yards, 5 TDs. Jake Ferguson.
That's who it was. I think that guy sucks.
Jake Ferguson.
CeeDee Lamb had 1,700 yards.
Yeah, because he had no one else to fucking throw to, man. That was force feed. And they didn't have a fucking running game.
Well, that's their fault.
That is their fault. It's not Dak's fault.
It is his fault.
He can't force the fucking guy to run.
Maybe if he was good with Ezekiel Elliott, they would have been okay.
Mm.
What?
Mm.
You talk about running on mud?
Oh, he was literally the best running back at one point, bro.
Who was their receiver?
Yeah, I actually can't believe how fast running backs fall off, bro.
Yo, they had good receivers, too, that year.
They're saying Josh Jacobs was the 10th best running back.
Bro, they had Dez Bryant. Who else did they have at
Dez
that point?
Dez Bryant.
Bro.
They had Michael Gallup. They had squads.
They did not have...
Bro. They almost beat Green Bay.
They had Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb at one time, bro.
If it wasn't
and
for...
Zeke. Yo, that's a
fuck. Amari Cooper, what? CeeDee Lamb?
And Zeke. And Michael Gallup.
That's
right. Are you saying Michael? He's not even in the league no more, bro.
But he was good.
He was good.
He's not that good.
But he was a good.
Oh my god, oh, fuck. Bro.
This guy's crazy.
He was not that good, bro.
You're tripping, bro.
Y'all
bro,
saw him make a couple catches. Oh my god,
it was not a couple, bro. The man had 11 touchdowns.
But as the third,
he did not have 11 touchdowns, bro.
He had a lot.
You get these, like, bro.
As the third receiver, he was good on that team, bro.
Has he ever cracked 500 yards?
Yes, bro.
Why are you reaching for the phone, stats, bro? I hate
you're
when
really
going to
make
this,
me pull
bro.
Up his stats.
I'll pull up the fucking stats, bro.
Sorry. Just took a nap stand. It's the same name as
he didn't. Bro. He didn't pass 500.
7 touchdowns is pretty crazy as
no,
well.
No, I mean, in 2019, he had 1,100 yards.
Yeah, bro. What did he do that season, man?
And then in 2020, he had 843 yards. So he was good at that time. What we were talking about.
He was good, man. He got hurt, bro. Towards ACL.
Only
it.
In 2022.
They didn't even make the playoffs that year.
Yeah, they did. 2019?
2019, they didn't make the playoffs.
They almost beat.
2020, they didn't make the playoffs either.
Nah, man. You're tripping. They did.
I'm literally looking at it, bro.
What is the year that...
He's looking still.
They played Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs.
That was his rookie year. 2018.
No, that wasn't even that year. He wasn't even on the team then. He wasn't even on the team then.
Who lost that game, though?
What?
Yeah, Cowboys lost that game.
Yeah, I know. With the Mercedes Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Best catch of his career.
He had those good years without CD.
What, bro? What are you looking at me for?
What was it?
Best catch of his career for?
Yeah, he stopped catching after that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, bro.
And that's for your information, he did pass 500 yards 3 times.
Twice.
Three times. 2018, 2019, 2020.
2018?
He got 507.
Yo, Gallup was a guy at one time, man. They were building some over there. They had a
squad. Yeah, bro. He had those 2 years that just fell off, man. Sorry. And that 2020 year when Dak, CD, and Amari Cooper were on the same team, Dak got hurt. And they missed the playoffs. Sorry, you just fell off the map after
that. But if he closed that year.
What the fuck you mean he closed? They got hurt. How do you want him close? How do you want him close, bro? He fucking snapped his leg.
Maybe he shouldn't be getting hurt then, bro.
But why do I have to state the obvious?
Maybe he shouldn't be getting hurt.
Maybe Jalen Hurts shouldn't be getting hurt.
He'll be back.
Dropping six games, man. Fuck. To end the season.
That's fine. Patrick Mahomes was winning last year no matter what.
Yeah. That's how you know you have no chance this year.
No chance. Why? That's what you got.
They lost Legarius, their best corner on the team. Wasn't even an all-pro.
Yeah, but look at the receivers they got. They actually got receivers. Speed demons.
When they got Worthy.
Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood's going to play the whole season.
It's better than what they had last season. Ain't that so? Ain't that so? And Travis was hurt last year, bruh. What we talking about, man?
You ain't winning
your division, bruh.
Sorry?
You heard me.
I don't know what you actually said.
No. You heard me. I don't need to
repeat myself. So you're not winning your division.
Want to bet on that?
I don't bet, bro.
You do bet.
I don't bet. You do. I'll bet with you.
Only when it's advantageous for yourself still.
Isn't that what you call betting? Smart?
No, you're just that type of guy. You don't need to
rip. You know what I call dumb betting?
What?
Betting on Eagles every week.
But in the last 2 years, do you know what that's gotten me?
What happened the last six games of the season?
26 wins and 8 losses.
Yeah. What happened last season?
26 wins.
You know what
has
gotten me?
That's...
Yeah, you bet on them when they lose, though, bro. You're fucked.
He has a curse.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't have no curse, bro.
He had the fucking curse.
I had the curse. I did have the curse.
You broke it?
I've been broke it, bro.
Not been.
Look, bro. I sent the ticket when I said broke the curse.
Yeah.
Brandon's going to have the best team next season.
That's facts.
I think that's facts. Time to wrap it up here. I didn't know we were looping back to retardation. Sorry.
To a fuck. Injury-prone Saquon. He's going to save your team.
He's going to have a good year, bro, and you'll be healthy. You want to see
his injuries?
Who's going further in the playoffs? Between you two.
Are they even making the playoffs? That's question number one.
No, bro. You can't make the playoffs with Jordan Love in your division, bro.
You can't make it with Dak. You can't make it with Dak. And Jaden Daniels? Two spots gone right there.
Jordan Love. Bubbling Jaden, that's true.
And you were just saying that Jordan Love is better than Dak, though.
Let's see.
Wasn't he not saying that?
So this is the list. Am I tweaking? This is the list of Saquon's injuries, if you want to see. From top to bottom.
See them?
It starts from November 2016, pedal ankle sprain. And then September 26th, the same year, another ankle sprain. August 13, 2018, hamstring pull, grade 1. September 22nd, the same ankle sprain. He re-aggravated it. Then 2020, tore his ACL. 2020, tore his MCL.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Then re-injured his ankle again in 2021. Then he had a cervical neck stinger in 2022. Then he re-injured his ankle again in 2023. And then had an elbow sprain.
Ooh, he has a history of being injured.
His ankles are cooked, bro.
Chill.
They're scrambled eggs.
Chill.
Scrambled eggs ankle.
If he wears a curry.
And then he'll be running with cinder blocks, yeah.
Nah, bro. Curry actually brought some new ones out that are extremely thin, really economical.
Yeah, after he tapes that shit up, you know he's not walking out there without taping it up.
He can't. I saw him in the gym. He's doing strength training on that ankle.
Yeah.
They all do that shit, man.
Yeah. Some of it got to pay off.
Doesn't work in the game, bro. The game
he'll be
is
here
different.
With a good offensive line.
Is it a good offensive line? Is it?
It is.
How?
Cam Jurgens played.
You lost your best
position
center.
He's never played before.
You lost arguably the best center of all time.
We were ranked second.
Huh. Ranked from who? Y'all didn't even play without Jason Kelce. How are you guys good?
They're good.
How are you guys ranked? Like, who the fuck ranked you?
The NFL
people. Well, because you guys got Lane Johnson? He's a right tackle. That's all you guys got.
Why are we undermining Lane Johnson's greatness just now?
He's a right tackle.
Yeah, he let up one sack in like 7 years, bro.
Left tackle and arguably center are better, are more important positions.
Cam Jurgens is good, though.
Cam Jurgens. Why are you saying your replacement center?
Well, yeah. Why are you saying it like his name is?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Bro,
that's why I'm asking.
And we have Mike Mailata. Like, we're fine.
Who the fuck is that?
Left tackle. He's fine. He's good. He's good. He's a Samoan guy.
He actually is good. He actually is good.
He's good.
All right. Okay. Okay.
But.
Okay.
Was Jason the Kelce the reason your offensive line was that good?
And
could bro, be true.
He wasn't the only reason.
He was the one leader. Calling out he the was blocks. The leader of that unit.
Yeah, bro. He's passing that shit on. Cam Jordan sat behind him.
It's a big difference, bro.
Bro, he'll still be involved, man.
Jason, what the fuck if he's still and involved?
They got AJ Brown on the decline.
You're wildin'. Do you think that any of your receivers on the team better than AJ Brown?
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You've lost your fucking mind again. Who's better?
Relax. Arguably Keenan Allen and
That's
DJ
not
Moore.
Arguable, bro. That's not arguable.
DJ Moore had a fucking season with Justin Fields.
Damn.
So.
It's called force feed season, bro.
Exactly. Force feed the only fucking target they have and
same
they still can't
happened.
Guard him.
Same
what does
happened,
that say?
Same thing happened to CD.
What does that say?
So you think DJ Moore is top three?
AJ Brown is not top three.
Who else would you take above him other than CD?
Other than CD?
Tyreek.
Yeah. Tyreek, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
What are you even talking about,
he
bro?
He's not top three.
Way better.
He is not top
way
three.
Way better.
Hold what are you smoking? I need some of that.
Hold on. Sorry. I did say top three and I forgot about everybody else.
Yeah.
No.
Stand on it.
You're the crazy one who said he's top three.
Yeah, but I...
Stand on it now.
Oh, but you corrected yourself?
Immediately.
Brandon!
Immediately.
You did it!
Immediately.
Oh, I didn't do it immediately.
It was not immediate.
It was immediate.
I didn't
you,
do it immediately.
It wasn't.
I didn't it do it, guys.
It was immediate for you either. Bro.
I didn't. How?
You said it.
Yeah,
you didn't
bro.
Fix it until we told you
bro,
who the players
obviously
are.
I'm a little delayed right now.
Matt said,
the weather.
Beside... Okay, you said it first, and then you said, name players besides
yeah.
CD who
little
are better
under
than
the
him.
Weather, bro.
Yeah.
So that's the excuse.
All those guys are way better.
Way better. He's way better than DJ Moore.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Easily, bro.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No, he's not.
I'll tell you who had a better season. Oh, wait. Davante Adams, bro. This guy, your boy.
Oh, yeah. Davante Adams.
Your boy ain't even top five, bro.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Sure, he's top 10.
Amon-Ra's better.
I don't think so.
Had a way better season.
I don't think he's better, though.
What did A.J. Brown have?
Not a better season than him.
Well, let's pull up the stats.
Last stat.
It's not even close.
Last stat pool, man. Last stat pool.
So, A.J. Brown had 1,456 yards, 7 TDs. Pretty good.
Amon-Ra had 1,500 yards. 10 touchdowns.
Oh, interesting. What did DJ Moore have? I'll pull it up. He had 1,364 yards, 8 touchdowns. Oof, look at that. Even with Justin Fields.
Are you guys talking about like acting like Devontae Smith isn't on the team?
So what?
It's going to be shared. The football will be shared.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, so what are you saying? So okay, so DJ Moore is better than him?
Yes, I think so.
Oh my God, bro, Sonny, do you think so as well? Objectively, bro,
I think it's debatable. I don't see why there's such a big difference between AJ Brown and DJ Moore.
All I'm saying is next season will be very.
I think if you switch scenarios, I don't see AJ Brown having the success.
DJ Moore's not having a better season next year. Too many.
Well, yeah,
targets.
Now because exactly, yeah.
So we'll never know the actual answers to this question.
Devontae Smith was on the team last year.
Yeah, bro. Does he have a fucking Odunze and fucking Keenan Allen?
Yeah, but Devontae Adams is like a bona fide too, bro.
Davante Adams?
Davante Smith is a bona fide two. He's a bona fide. Yeah,
those other two are like bona fide ones.
Bro, why are we discrediting Devontae Smith's part? It's and just, why AJ Brown just, wouldn't have?
We're talking about stats, bro.
We're talking about we're talking about three number ones in comparison to one number. One
I feel like number two. If there is two targets and both of them are good, then it's easier for both of them to have success, score more touchdowns.
Nah, AJ was the one getting doubled, man. That was just what it was. And Shelb
DJ was getting doubled. Who else is Fields throwing to?
Yeah, but they're going to force the ball. Like, the targets are going to go up. Like, Jalen's going to look, see AJ is double covering. All right, let me look at Devontae. Fields is going to look at DJ Moore, say he's double covering. Fuck, I got to throw it anyways.
Exactly, and he's still catching it, so.
He's still catching it?
Yeah.
DJ Moore had 96 targets. Why are you sweating?
I'm not. Did you buy like 71 or something?
Yeah, you think 71? You had 106. Yo, why do you talk about shit you don't know about, bro? Like,
I was just guessing.
Yeah, you're guessing. Like, well, that's what you're doing, bro.
You split targets.
How many did Devontae have? I'm just curious. I'm just mildly curious. Mildly curious. 106 is a lot of fucking
yeah,
targets.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of targets, I ain't gonna lie. It's way more than I fucking... That's a lot of targets, bro. That's fucking...
Nah, even I was surprised, bro.
106 is crazy. I thought you were saying like 95. 80, yeah.
80 range.
81.
Damn. 106 is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
That one's pretty embarrassing. So DJ Moore is better than AJ Brown. DeAndre Swift is better than Saquon Barkley.
No, I did not.
Cole Kmet is top five.
He's not top five.
Fuck that.
I'll admit when the players are not good. I will admit.
Romeo Odunze and Keenan Allen.
His name is not Romeo.
Fuck it, whatever his name is. Odunze is better than Devontae Smith. He hasn't played a snap in NFL yet.
Keenan Allen is better than Devontae Smith.
I'll give you that.
That's fair.
Offensive line is better.
There's your one and two.
Offensive line is better there, too.
They are getting better.
So. No, but they're better than Phillies.
Yeah, they probably are now.
Yeah, for sure.
Cam Jurgens plugged in
100%,
there.
100%, yeah.
Quarterback play.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Caleb Williams is going to be better than Jalen Hurts.
You believe that, too?
I would have to see it, to be honest, but...
I'll do it.
Is the bet?
Bet what? Bet your pride.
Not 20 bet bucks. Your fucking 20 bucks. Pride. 20 bucks.
A 20 meal. Bucks is pride.
20 bucks a field.
20 bucks is pride.
You're sick, so air that.
You're actually, done. We already done shook my hand.
Did you cough into your hands?
Nah, bro.
To
be honest, it's too late for you to even get sick. I'm past the incubation period. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about camera, to be honest.
Why? You think you need to behave on camera?
No, what I did was like but some really fucking sinister shit.
We're at hour 30, bro.
Yo, I had a fucked up dream the other day. Honestly, I didn't want to say it on the compound, I guess. She just so fucked. It made me feel really fucked up.
Go to sleep, bro. I want to go to sleep. Can we all just go to sleep?
Let's do it.
Let's end it. That was one last word, bro, before we end it. Philly's not making it past the Bears.
I would love for them to meet up in the playoffs.
And the Bears are not making it past Green Bay.
I would love for them to meet up in the playoffs, too. I would love that.
I'll catch y'all next
week. More than anything. Man.